So go ahead, Marion, with roll call, please.
Joe?
Present.
Connie?
Here.
Britt?
Here.
Eric?
Yep.
Marion here. Bob?
Yes.
Okay, everyone's present. So if we could stand and have the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, our Nebraska Open Meetings Act poster is sitting right there. And I would like to thank everybody for attending. I guess let's adopt the agenda first. So do we have a motion for that?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, motion by Bob to adopt the agenda. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, second by Eric. Go ahead and call.
Okay, Bob moves, seconded by Eric to adopt the agenda. Joe?
Yes.
Connie?
Yes.
Britt?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Marion, yes. Joe?
Yes.
Or Bob, I mean, sorry.
Yes.
guess you didn't get a vote. Okay.
6-0 or 7-0, however you want to look at it, I guess. I'll just kind of go over things real quick. we're not having any public input tonight. We have on the agenda to go into executive session, but we'll have to vote on that. So if that passes, we will go into executive session, and then we'll come back out and we'll try to explain real quick kind of what's going on, and then we'll have things for everybody. So we have a short little discussion time on the agenda there. So I guess we are to the part in the agenda that says executive session. So if anybody wants to enter into executive session, now is the time for that motion. If you don't, we'll move on.
I will make the motion to enter into executive session.
We need to state.
To protect the interest of the public's interest.
Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Britt and a second by Marion. To enter into executive session to protect the public's interest. So
we have to say what we're discussing now. For discussion.
For discussion of
the co-op the extracurricular programs.
Okay. To initiate co-op for extracurricular
Can we set a time on that?
That has to be a separate motion, or how do you do that?
You would, since she's requesting that, she could say what she wants to do, and then you could, if you have a second, you can vote on that, and then go back to the executive session.
Does it have to be offered as an amendment then?
I think since we already have
the motion to go into executive session.
According to Robert's Rules of Orders, it supersedes.
It supersedes.
Because
okay.
You're fixing the time.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
So the first motion would be null and void?
Nope.
No. It just supersedes it so you can act on it first.
You're just not amending
it. Yeah, you're not amending it. You're not. It's just you're setting the time limit to this motion so it makes it fall in place. So if you want to do that, if you want to motion on it, fine.
I would like to set it at a minimum of 30 minutes and no more than 45, if we could do something like that. Just in respect to the people that came and also to limit unnecessary discussion, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
You need to make a motion.
That was sort of a motion. Did you not understand it? Sorry.
Yeah, we need a second to that then.
Okay.
And it was
go, Bob. Now you can say
30 to 45 minutes.
I'll second that.
Is that open for discussion or not? No. Okay. Okay, so we will vote on that then.
Okay, so that's the first one. Connie moved, seconded by Brett, to set a minimum of 30 minutes and a maximum of 45 minutes for discussion. Connie?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes. Okay, that passes.
And then we go back to the original.
So then you go back to the original motion of, and go ahead and read that full motion like it is. And can we add on there too for the motion and second to invite Mr. Howard in to executive session with us? Does that need to be part of the motion? Should be.
Should. Whoever you're entertaining to come in.
Okay. Britt moves, seconded by Marianne, to enter into executive session for discussion of whether to initiate a co-op for extracurricular programs to protect the interest of the district, and to set a minimum of 30 minutes and a maximum of 45 minutes for discussion, and to invite Mr. Howard into executive session. Britt?
Yes.
Eric?
No.
Marion, yes. Bob?
No.
Joe?
Yes.
Connie?
Yes.
Okay, so that motion carries. Okay, it'd probably be easier for us to go up to the boardroom, and we're going to have to hurry, so we will start our time limit when we get up there and get sat down, and then we're going to have to get to business. So we'll be back. Okay, we will declare our board out of executive session at 7:51. So we tried to hurry as fast as we can and didn't get near anything accomplished that we wanted. But since we are back into the regular board meeting, I will have a statement, I guess, of what our plan of actions are from here out. And then hopefully we can move from this and try to work. So we will meet with the Juanita Palisade School Board next week at Palisade. That date to be set yet. And that will be an open public meeting. The first week of April, we will have a public open forum meeting here in Hay Center. These questions that people had sent in to the school, we didn't get anything accomplished here, or very few. So there's too many. So those questions will be answered by committee, and we will publish those before the or during that first week of April, sometime around that open forum meeting. We'll probably put them on the website, is what we'll do. And I don't know, you know, yeah, we can put them in the newspaper. You know, we'll try to get them out however we can so everybody's got those. You know, if we can get those out to everybody before our open forum meeting, is kind of what we have planned there. We are going to send out a questionnaire, and we will finalize our questionnaire on the 8th of April at the regular board meeting, and that survey will be sent out. And then we will plan on a special board meeting with possible action on a co-op with Juanita Palisade as an action item the week of April 22nd. So and that was something that has kind of been a long-standing practice with us, but we want to make sure that everybody knows, because there's been a lot of talk on both sides of people option enrolling, and we want to make sure that if someone is going to wants to opt out their kids, we're not the ones to say no, you can't do it. We're not going to hold them to the March 15th deadline, but you have till May 1st to be, there's an eligibility clause in there. We'll try to get that out open forum and explain that to everybody. You have actually till May 1st in there. And that's why we're wanting to get this done that week of April 22nd, so we don't hold anybody up on that. So, yeah, so we'll put this out, this plan of attack on the website, and we'll put it out in the newspaper. And I guess tell everybody, and we'll go from there. So, I guess that is all. I thank everybody for your time again, and I guess we will call the meeting adjourned at 8 o'clock.
Hasn't gone out.
Our newsletter has not gone out.
It has not.
Yes, yes, that would be good. Yep.
Because a lot of people don't do the internet.
It means you're, so thank you, board.
Before you leave, make sure I get a copy of that.
Yep. Can you read my scribble?